This is VOA News. I'm Richard Gray. Israel agreed Wednesday to send its war strategist to Washington to discuss its intention to launch a ground assault on Hamas militants in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel had called off the trip Monday in protest of the U.S. refusal to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. The United States had vetoed similar resolutions in the past. The move angered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, further evidence of a growing split with Washington over Israel's conduct of the war. Netanyahu has said an attack on Rafah is necessary to erase any further control of Hamas by Hamas of Gaza. But the U.S. has told Israel it is opposed to an invasion where more than 1 million Palestinian civilians are sheltered there in makeshift tents and structures. A new United Nations report says nearly 800 million people around the world are facing chronic hunger and deepening food crises. But the report says tons of food is needlessly going to waste. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have been helped feed the hundreds of millions of hungry people. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Transportation authorities in New York City voted Wednesday to approve toll rates for Manhattan's congestion pricing program, the first of its kind in the United States. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
They hiked the daily toll in Manhattan's busiest areas to $15 for passenger vehicles and up to $36 for larger trucks and buses. Under the plan, drivers will only be charged once per day, and lower-income vehicle owners may qualify for discounts or tax credits. Several rankings put New York City at the top of America's most congested cities, with close to 1 million vehicles entering Manhattan's business district daily, reducing traffic speeds to around 7 miles per hour. New York says the tolls will cut traffic by 17%, improve air quality, and increase public transit use, as well as generate billions for mass transit improvement. The plan still faces a number of legal challenges, including from the state of New Jersey.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The family of former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman said the ex-lawmaker died Wednesday due to complications from a fall. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on Lieberman's life and political career.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japan's space agency said Thursday that its unmanned lunar lander transmitted new images back to Earth after surviving a second frigid two-week lunar night. A black-and-white photo of the rocky surface of a crater accompanied the post on X, formerly known as Twitter. The probe, dubbed Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, touched down in January at an awkward angle that left its solar panels facing the wrong way. The space agency decided shortly after the landing to turn off SLAM, which had only 12% power remaining, to allow for a possible resumption later on. The probe came back to life in late January for 2 days as the sun's angle shifted and carried out scientific observations of a nearby crater. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.